The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Staying inside. Let's get going with lots of information, tips on how to make your life better. This is the Daily Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday is upon us to have a little fun later on in the year. I'd like to think we would have more fun. That could be the new slogan for the program. More fun, more often. Doesn't that sound like an old piece of disc jockeyism from when you and I were doing disc jockey-ish stuff? More,
right. More fun, more often.
More hits. Yeah, gang. So the hits today focus on the Israeli soldiers leaving the Gaza Strip, according to the latest ceasefire agreed to by both sides. Hamas bombarding Israel with rockets just seconds before the ceasefire was to take effect. These good guys, aren't they great guys? Just wonderful. All-encompassing, wholehearted, warm-blooded, good guys, those Hamas, those Palestinians, just as cool as can be. Yeah, let's have a truce. Bong, boom, bam. So, Kenny, what Ken Kessler and Doug say? It's the Ken and Doug show today because Jennifer's on real vacation. Roberta's on some extended trip again. Richie's having his physical. So we're here to kickstart your day with information and your comments that come through 888-302-3684. Put you on the air if you really have something good and worthwhile to say. If you're just going to give us the same old talking points you get everywhere else, don't bother because that doesn't add anything to the conversation. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So what say some listening and thinking about this? I'm talking about really thinking about it.
Gail says, my only problem with this ceasefire is it gives Hamas time to lick its wounds. They will be back at it again, and the cycle will repeat itself.
Of course it will. There's nothing. Yeah, of course. So what they do. It's what they, that's how they get their money. They go and say, oh, they're going to do this and they're going to do that. You got to have some money. So they raise money from the Saudis. Most of the money from this comes from either Iran or the Saudis. Our friends. All right, who else?
Celia says, what this conflict proves is that most Arab countries want nothing to do with Hamas. They have offered lip service to the terrorists to appease their population, but have offered no help whatsoever.
Do you think that that the average population in the Middle Eastern countries, the average Muslim population wants this? I don't see that at all. I don't get that. No. I don't sense that. It's there or not. Embarrassment is a nice word for it, I think. What else?
Well, it makes them all look bad.
Yeah. Well, Hamas does look bad. When you pull a stunt like that, ceasefire starts at 8 o'clock to 7:59. You blast the hell out of whatever you think you can hit target-wise. But the ring of, what do they call it, the ring of steel or something, or a ring of iron?
The Iron Dome.
Iron Dome, that's it. Keeps most of them from finding their target. So who else is saying something that has merit here, Kenny?
Ben says, Hamas are terrorists, and they must be 100% eliminated.
Yeah, good luck on that one. The way they don't have schools there like we have schools. They have schools of hate. You know, the old school of rock, the Jack Black school of rock? Well, they have the Assad school of hate. That's what they have over there. Or maybe Arafat, probably better. The Arafat school of hate. That's what they have. And imagine the back-to-school preparation they make. You know, we're we're all about school bells ring and children sing. It's back to school once again. What do you think they're singing over there? What good bomb songs are there? Who put the... No, that's probably not a good one. Okay, speaking of back to school, let's shift gears here for a moment. How many of you, as much as I want to wash my mouth out with soap, when I think about back to school sales that are going on now, back to school preparations, you may have heard me say on a couple of circumstances in the last couple of days, the price, just an ancillary comment on those who are moving off. My niece was here last night, and she was saying how excited she is to go to school this weekend, getting prep started early. Try to rent a truck reasonably, any size truck, from U-Haul, Penske, Hertz, who else, Budget. Try. I challenge you. If you haven't found them on our, they are, woof, out of this world expensive because everybody's using them now to bring kids to school, move around before school. So, as the summer comes to an end and you think about adjusting yourself, if you're a teacher, even, or if you're a student, getting your regular sleep schedule, this is aimed at helping you get adjusted. All right, couple of things that will get you away from the summer schedule to the back-to-school schedule. Gradually, starting now, get back into the school sleep-wake schedule. I ought to do that a week or two before, just so when school starts, you are not... Remember what your kids were like when the first day of school rolled around again, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
And if you start, as you ought to, maintain that schedule, even on weekends. So if you started now, maintain the schedule. Talk about it with your children tonight. Okay, we're getting back into the groove. And on the weekend, stay with it. And for those of you who don't know this, I can't imagine any good parent not thinking this through, but the establishment of a bedtime routine and the reading to your children, or having some sort of relaxing bedtime routine, reading, not watching some horrible movie on TV, that kind of stuff. Now, reading is great. If you can somehow or other find out what the reading is for your child during the school year, be a good place to start. Get them a leg up on the preparation, too. Do not engage in physical activities after dinner. Vigorous physical activities just wake you up, make you not want to go to sleep. I don't know that this is anything other than common sense, but if you're trying to get a back-to-school sleep session going or schedule, avoid video games and television, other things. Before you go to bed, avoid large meals close to bedtime, food, drink containing caffeine. This all seems like common sense. Make sure the room has comfortable, cool temperatures and is dark. And I think that, frankly, from what I've seen, the best way for you to put your child at ease when it comes to this routine is to start it yourself. I have a routine. I try to stick to it because we have to get up early. And so what's important is that we get to bed at a reasonable time to get reasonable rest, so that when you're ready to go in the morning, you find, and people often ask this, why do they have to go to school and be there at 7 o'clock? What's so important about it? Why don't we start those schools at 8, keep them in later in the afternoon? Well, I think there are a number of studies that show that if you can wake up early, there's something better energy-wise in the atmosphere. It really is. The fresher the day, the fresher your attitude will be. People say, I'm not a morning person. That's a bunch of nonsense. You can be what you want to be. And being a good student and being good at work. Those of you who go off to wake up in the morning, hit the floor running. If you drink coffee, okay. Then have a good cup of coffee. Have a good breakfast. Get yourself started. I mean, these things are all common sense. And it's amazing how many people don't do them. Oh, it takes too much time to have breakfast. Do you know how that taxes your body? Especially if you're a student and you need to be awake and listening and paying attention to things that will hopefully do you some good later on in life. That's what school is supposed to be about, training you, getting you used to things that are good later in life. If your school system isn't doing that, you ought to be working toward that goal for your child. That's you're paying taxes for it. You ought to be getting out of the school system what you put into it. You put hard-earned dollars into the tax rolls, so let's make sure that what you're getting out of it in the name of education for your child is a good one. And you can do that best by being involved yourself. I find that's the way. When I was teaching school, I loved it when parents were involved. Kids very rarely were in trouble if their parents were involved. It was, and they were very rarely not good students if the parents were involved. If your child feels like you're interested in what's going on with you, if I'm talking about your own job, again, your attitude toward going, if you get up in the morning and say, I hate my job, this is terrible, I wish I had, it's going to rub off on your child. Even if you feel that way, don't express it to him or her. Okay? I can go off on this for an hour, but I just hope that some of those things give you food for thought. I wanted to sort of stay away from, at least the first half hour of this hour, the story of the American Major General who was killed in Afghanistan yesterday. We'll talk about that in the next half hour and get some of your thoughts and comments on it. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I mentioned coffee, and the reason that I did it because a lot of people, I hope that you're not getting your children on coffee too early. Nah, it's not a good thing. And the reason I say that is because it's a stimulant. It's good to a point to keep you awake and alive. But if you've gotten onto the daily routine of having 3 or 4 cups of coffee in the morning and you're drinking garbage just because it somehow stimulates you, why not drink something that's really good and good for you, like so many hundreds of Good Day listeners have done already. I'm looking at a list here of some of the people who have availed themselves of our BuzzBox coffee opportunity. Let's see, Kathleen, Kevin, Denise, Thomas, Scott, Kathleen, Valerie, Raymond, Brad, Holly, Paul, Bruce, Debbie, Sandy, Dennis, Terry, Patricia, Heath. Let's see here. A whole bunch of people have gone around and around. I'm just picking out a few names from the list that they sent me at BuzzBox. BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Never mind that it benefits a lot of the work that I'm doing for children at my Easley Farm in Framingham, Mass. More importantly, what it does is fit in with your desire to have a good cup of coffee that's good for you. A lot of the stuff that you get, no matter where you get, no matter how highly touted or advertised it is, most of the coffees that are around today are acidic. They have pesticides in them, and they're terrible for you, and they taste terrible. That's why all these major coffee companies that look to buy cheap coffee because they want to make as much profit as they can, they fill up the coffee with all kinds of tastes. Let's have mocha coffee, or let's have maple coffee, or let's have vanilla coffee, or whatever it is that you're drinking. It's garbage. BuzzBox coffee is the best of the best, and you'll find that out easily by getting your first pound of BuzzBox coffee free. Free, 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 free. Go to the orange BuzzBox right-hand side of most pages at DougStephan.com. Click on that and order your first bag of BuzzBox coffee free. And then stay with it, because you'll love the smell and the taste. It'll be rewarding. Michael Fortier in our studio in Washington was telling me, I think yesterday, the day before, we got some more. Smells great. Tastes better. You'll love it. BuzzBox coffee in the orange box at DougStephan.com or call 866-456-7805 to order yours.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's the man doing the shopping cart dance right now. Why are you dancing? Because I just got a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, and filler paper for 82 cents. That's a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, and filler paper for 82 cents. It's amazing how fast you said that. I'm a legal voiceover, and it's an amazing deal. Not just a good deal, an amazing deal. Wow. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. One more thing. Limit supply. See store staples.com for details.
888-302-DOUG. Hi, Jim. What's going on?
Yes, sir. I just thought you might be interested in hearing an alternative point of view from a military veteran, 20 years service, 3rd Armored Division.
Alternative point of view
To the typical point of view that you're reinforcing here on a daily basis and the rest
that
of
I
the,
am?
Yes.
Hold on. You know what? I think I want to talk to you more at length, so let me put you on hold for a few minutes. All right? Hold on.
Hi. Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Interesting story about a mother and her daughter and how it relates to Katy Perry. This is sort of, as I was talking about getting ready to go back to school, old school discipline in a manner of speaking, using social media. North Dakota girl acting like a brat according to her mother. Her mother took some Katy Perry tickets that she had and sold them on Facebook to punish her. The Facebook post started with, quote, "Daughter is a spoiled brat and doesn't deserve these tickets." Lady's name is Cindy Bajerky. That's the mother's name. She sold her daughter's tickets for $90 within 5 minutes of posting them on Facebook. They were sold on the Fargo Moorhead online garage sale Facebook page. The punishment itself drew some criticism from other parents who thought that she didn't need to publicly humiliate her daughter. What would you do in that circumstance is a question that I would have for you. A lot of parents are too easy on their children these days, some people feel. So is this the mother bullying the daughter? Is this just another example of bullying online? The mother said, doesn't matter which side you're on, you're always wrong to somebody. And that's probably true. So Katy Perry will not be seen by this young girl, Ms. Bajerky. What an interesting name. B-J-E-R-K-E, Bajerky. Katy Perry here on Good Day. I got. All right, so let's move on to something else that we do in this portion of the program in this hour. Going back to last night's late night shows, trying to find something that's funny from these clowns. I don't say that lightly. I do find Conan O'Brien to be much more sort of, is it hip? Is that, that's a horrible word. Isn't it? Hip, Kenny. No hip. Is it relevant? Conan is relevant. I like that better. Conan O'Brien starts us off here, folks.
A Republican congressman has accused Democrats of waging a war on whites. A war on whites. As proof, he pointed to the recent bombing of the kale aisle of a Trader Joe's. Yeah, it was a terrible blow.
Big celebrity gossip. Big celebrity guy. It's rumored that Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton have ended their so-called feud after 8 years. Then John Kerry said, man, that was rough. Now on to the Middle East. Here we go. One down and one to go. That's right. Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton have ended their feud. It turns out neither of them could remember what it was about or what the word feud means. And it was very...
Is it a fancy word for food? Chinese is my favorite food.
That's pretty cool. Researchers at the University College London have come up with an equation to predict happiness. Here's the equation. Happiness equals you minus pants times Netflix over the weekend.
Huh? What am I missing there?
A joke that we probably shouldn't have run.
Oh. Okay. I guess maybe that's why I didn't get it then, right?
Right.
Under the circumstances. Well, every once in a while we have to somehow or other step out of that boundary, right? I'm betting that most of the people that heard that don't get any more than I did. What the essence of it was. Bill Murray. In the news, he's going to play Baloo in the new Jungle Book. That sounds kind of cool. The story at DougStephan.com. A great bear character, Baloo, in the reboot of the Jungle Book. That'll be very cool. I'm looking forward to that. 28 past the hour. This is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, why is Senator Elizabeth Warren resonating so much with the populist Democratic base?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Why is freshman Senator Elizabeth Warren resonating so well with the populist Democratic base?
Well, it may turn out to be wrong to just label her left, because what she is, in essence, I think, is a populist. And that populism obviously resonates in places like West Virginia and in Kentucky, where Alison Grimes may very well beat Mitch McConnell. So we're going to have a kind of test case over the next few months, and I don't know the answer yet, about her popularity, her appeal, her capacity to move voters because she's populist.
Well, she represents a post-Clinton and even in some respects a post-Obama kind of politics that is more populist, and it's a populist moment in both parties in the country at large. But there's left populism and there's right populism. Mm-hmm. And the left populism emphasizes issues like income inequality and corporate profit and crony capitalism. And the right populism, you know, there's some overlap there, emphasizes crony capitalism, but a much more emphasis on big government as a threat to middle American mores.
I'm Mark Green, host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's a good day to get gone.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. What's new? What's different? What is a change from what was going on yesterday? Well, I don't know. We have a changing situation in the Ukraine, and we'll talk to Colleen Rowley, a retired FBI agent, about that in a few minutes. The situation in the Middle East, supplanted by the death of the American general, Major General Harold Green, highest-ranked American officer slain in combat in our country since the Iraq War, Afghanistan War. So, Kenny, you've got to be people that are really irate about this. Ken Kessler here with me. The rest of the staff is off. It's the summer vacation time. Other things are going on with a lot of people. Maybe you're on vacation as well. We are still adroitly focused on the issues of the day. This disgusts me. I've said it in any number of ways in the last, four or five opportunities I've had to talk about this and how just plain stupid it is that we are still there. And most of the people reflecting on this on Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day are angry about it because yet again, somebody dying for a needless cause. There's nothing that will ever come out of our involvement in Afghanistan that will be good. Nothing. So what are we? Let's just tip the scales toward those who want to be heard and let them vent, Kenny, through our, we'll use our mind and your voice and their words.
Okay. Frank says, this general was killed with the same weapons we are giving to Afghan soldiers. It is time to leave.
It was time to leave a long time ago. We didn't find Osama bin Laden when we went over there, the pretense to go on and do other things. This is on George Bush's head as much as it's on Obama's. What else?
Stephen says, you can't help people who refuse to join the 21st century. Why are we still there?
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't. The time doesn't mean anything to them. I think it's interesting. You expect people. The thing about America and Americans is we want everybody to do things or to understand things the way we do. That's not the way these people think. They're not even close to being on the same page that you are. That's what we don't understand about it. That's why we had no business going there in the first place. We don't get them. And no matter how much studying we do of them, we don't get it. We don't get them. Another one, Kenny?
One more. Holly says, we should carpet bomb the entire country from one side to the other, then come home and open the champagne.
Okay. Right. And be just like Hamas. Jim, you wanted to be heard on this and some of the other conflicts. You have a point of view having served. So let's wrap it up around that premise.
Well, I think the last comment to your last listener's comment is an award, a gold star for the U.S. media brainwashing the people of the United States, who majority of them have never served in the armed forces, and and even more of them have never been outside of the United States, have no comprehension of what's going on around the world, and are completely subjected to U.S. media. And I just think that the power of the U.S. of the Jewish lobby in the United States is an unlimited flow of cash from the 2% that seem to control the majority of the wealth in the United States at this point.
What's that got to do with all that is anti-Semitic talk.
Then immediately there's that knee-jerk reaction. We can't have a conversation.
It's not a knee-jerk reaction. What you just said is an anti-Semitic. It's the usual stuff. People who are jealous of the fact that many Jewish people are better business people. They're smarter than. They're better at school. That's the way it is, pal.
Okay, I'm a history major. I would like to discuss with you the Balfour Declaration, the Sykes-Picot Agreement.
I don't want to. That'll send everybody that's listening to the program listening to something else. So unless you have some other comment that is directly related to your thoughts on this, I'm going to move on. Have you got something that's specific?
Bibi Netanyahu is demanding the release of Jonathan Pollard, a man who took over 1 million documents from U.S. Naval Intelligence and gave them to the Israeli government, who then those documents and information, including our nuclear attack plan, ended up in the hands of the Russians. This is what he is demanding, that we either release Jonathan Pollard, who has now been granted Israeli citizenship and who has now been granted a hero title in Israel, or they're going to continue to pound use the bulldozers to bulldoze the camps as they move further across Gaza and build IDF training bases and concentration camps, expanding their Holocaust westward to people who've been living there for 2,000 years. The Israeli state stopped existing over 2,000 years ago in 70 AD. This is what people need to realize, that this is none of our business, but we have no control over our own military power. These people are controlling us remotely, and while our own borders are overrun and our country's in economic collapse at the hands of the same people who are profiting from it. This is what I had to say. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm happy to say, because there's not much two-way conversation there. You've made some points, interesting points. 888-302-3684, old school thinking. It's all, and that's the problem with most of the comments and most of the thinking that wraps itself around these events. It's all old school stuff. Hello, the technology has changed. These people don't think, and we're not even coming close to understanding how they think. We see the guttural reaction and the appropriate reaction by the Israelis to what the people in Hamas do. But for them, this is a holy war. The people who are on the street, Hamas is just in it because they make a lot of money. And that's why Arafat, who more or less started all of this, he died a very wealthy man by managing to extract money for this cause. It's no different than what the right wingers do every time they want to raise the money for some 501c3 political cause. They have the Hillary Clinton's going to do this. Okay, as soon as anybody sees Hillary Clinton's name that's on the right, send us a check. And the same is true on the left. Same exact thing goes on. And it's no different than what's happening here. These people raise a lot of money as an advocacy group, and people are foolish enough to send it. It's not any different than some of the ministries that are on the air. Some of these radio preachers, it's all the same garbage. It's just preaching to people who feel like they agree with something and they're going to support it. It's nonsense. It's crud. And yet we fill our minds with it, and therefore we have no change. Everybody's polarized and it isn't getting better, it's getting worse. Thus, the situation that presents itself, by the way, in the Ukraine. And so I want to, as the Russians amass, what, they got 200,000 troops, they are now on the border, and those people who believe the Russians are up to no good, think the reason they've got the 20,000 troops on the eastern border is for them to soon jump in and take over the Ukraine. Whether they're dumb enough to try to do something like that, maybe they'll get away with it. We don't have any real strong Western powers that'll stand up to Pukin Putin. Who's going to stand up to him? Obama? People, maybe the Germans might a little bit. So anyway, we'll talk about that with Colleen Rowley, who's on the job and on the scene up next year on Good Day.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety is important to me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety from Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is a Multiview report brought to you by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Here's a car lover's dream, a chance to win a one-of-one-built Ford Mustang 50 years convertible. Ford Motor Company is partnering with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society to raffle off this instant classic 2015 Mustang to help raise funds for MS research. Raffle tickets, which can change your life and the lives of people living with MS forever, are just $20 each, with the number of available tickets capped at 100,000. Says National MS Society Ambassador Phil Kogan, host of the popular TV reality show The Amazing Race and Ford enthusiast.
Now, talk about no opportunity wasted. This Ford raffle provides a unique opportunity to potentially own a one-of-a-kind Mustang while helping to create a world free of MS. It's a win-win.
Raffle tickets are available and can be secured at www.ford4ms.com. The winning raffle ticket will be drawn during the Woodward Dream Cruise on Saturday, August 16th. For more information, you can also call 1-800-243-5767.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer is Boston.
All right, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Kenny and I happy to have Colleen Rowley, who's a retired FBI agent, a former legal counsel, who wrote a memo about the FBI's failures before September 11th, testified to the Senate Judiciary Committee, one of Time Magazine's Persons of the Year in 2002, a member of the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. So what is there about the Ukraine that attracts or appeals interest outside of that area? Why is this something that we ought to be involved in from the point of view, I guess, of the Obama administration, of Americans in general? Or do we do what we do so well? We sort of do hit-and-run stuff, Colleen. What do you say?
Right. Our Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity put out a memo on July 29th calling for the Obama intelligence community to release its evidence showing that that Russia or the separatists were responsible for shooting down the Malaysian Flight 17. Because the reason we called for this to release its evidence is because we do see that this is on very similar to the lead up to Iraq, where there's you know, fuzzy evidence put out about weapons of mass destruction. The same thing happened, of course, with Libya and Syria. There's been, you know, what they call fixing the intelligence from the policy. So they design a policy of going into war or regime change, and then they release little bits and scraps in the media so that you get the New York Times and other major things reporting these things without real evidence. You know, if you think about it, the Ukraine, of course, is already in a war where the Kiev government is bombarding certain parts of eastern Ukraine. Our satellites, our intelligence apparatus has to be fixed on that area. And if there are no photographs showing that these missile systems were taken from Russia into the Ukraine and then used by the separatists as Ukraine is claiming, then if there are no photographs, that really lowers the value of these allegations that are being made. And, of course, the consequences and what we're risking here is not only Cold War, but we're even risking worse than Cold War.
Who's we, Colleen, in this equation? Who's we?
Well, the United States is risking. Obviously, they've dusted their manuals off to start Cold War II. That's been reported that Dempsey has taken the old books out and, you know, to restart Cold War II. The worst is, of course, that the Ukraine, Kiev government that is actually bombarding the separatists, and the separatists are fighting back, that is a hot war. And it's very likely that the United States, now there's also calls for the United States to provide training to the Kiev government, et cetera. So we are looking at a very similar situation as led to hot wars on even if you go back all the way to Vietnam. By the way, it's a sad coincidence that today is the day the United States dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. And I think that we have to be aware of these situations and demand as people. When I say we, of course, our group of signing veteran intelligence professionals has over nearly 300 years of experience. But the average American citizen who reads should also be demanding that if we are to make these allegations, we need the evidence. And it would not be hard for the Obama administration to actually order what they call a national intelligence estimate. That's where the different intelligence agencies, at least there's 16 now or more, all provide input as to what they know. We're hearing from sources that it simply is not true that the evidence shows without doubt that it was the separatists that launched a missile. There's a lot of other evidence. Even photographs now are showing the hull of the Malaysian flight looking like it was shot. And so there's a lot of reason to suspect that these allegations are not correct. All and right. We should be demanding the truth.
Well, demanding it, and Putin doesn't care. He's not interested in responding. We have about 30 seconds here, and I'm interested in what you think about this new leaker who's disclosing U.S. Secrets. What's your take on the leakers in general, the Snowdens of the world?
People like Daniel Ellsberg during Vietnam and even Deep Throat at the end of Vietnam who knew about Watergate. I mean, I think that people who are in these positions who know the truth, and let's assume there is a person in the U.S. intelligence that knows that there is evidence that contradicts this official narrative. What do you do when you see that? What do you do when you're put in those positions? There is no way internally to get information out. Snowden, of course, knew that there was no way he would be retaliated against.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Colleen. Time's up. Colleen Raleigh from the profession, the Intelligence Professionals for Sanity.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Stephan Dudley with Kenneth Kessler and Shelton Palmer. You know that was his name, right? Shelton Palmer, his real name, goes by Shelley. He's our technology reporter. Got lots to say this morning about an office lamp that lets your coworkers know where you are. Oh, that's what I want. I want my people that work with me to know where I am at every moment. This sounds like a stretch to me, but I think Shelley, because he's reliable and resourceful, probably has a pretty good story to tell us about this. So stand by for that information and other items of interest here in Tech Talk Time on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, what if your office lamp could tell your coworkers where you were? That's the thinking behind PlaceLamp, which syncs with your smartphone to set up geofences that detect how far you are from your lamp. In the office but not at your desk, the lamp can glow blue. Out of the office on your lunch break, the lamp can glow yellow. Out of the country on vacation, the lamp can glow red. If you're sitting at your desk, PlaceLamp acts like a traditional desk lamp and provides light for your tasks. You can also use the the lamp to set up notifications, like changing color when you get an email from your boss or have it wink pink if a loved one texts you. The Place Lamp is entirely automated, which means you can set it and forget it. Place Lamp isn't available for purchase yet. The team is looking into cheaper bulbs than the Philips Hue, but it does offer a sneak peek into the connected office. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at Staples.com/MakeRoarHappen.
There are nearly 850 million hungry people around the world, according to the United Nations. Yum brands, which is KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, are doing their part to help tackle this issue head on. Brian Osich would like to tell you more about that story.
Yum Brands is launching their annual Global World Hunger Relief effort with the Pass the Red Cup Challenge, featuring global volunteer spokesperson and multi-Grammy Award winner Christina Aguilera to raise awareness, volunteerism, and funds for the UN World Food Program and other hunger relief agencies.
Very soon, I'll be the mother of two children, and I'm so grateful that I can provide for them. But there are millions of moms around the world who can't feed their kids. This red cup is the symbol of hope for kids who receive one meal a day from the World Food Program. So I'm challenging everyone to help me pass the red cup for Yum Brands World Hunger Relief. Please give $5 and you'll help feed 20 children.
Every dollar raised for the Pass the Red Cup Challenge will go towards WFP's operations to fight world hunger. Just $5 can help feed 20 children. You can donate at hungertohope.com or text WHR to 90999. That's Newsbreak from Yum Brands.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here you get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Basket was Boston.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Ken Kessel and I going through the issues of the day that are important to you for this Wednesday, the 6th of August. Imagine we'll have one.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.